Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another brilliant episode of the silsila Journey of a Believer. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget that when you're making dua, then remember the ummah also. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. There's one thing that constantly changes, and if we do not pay attention to it, we will lose it and never regain it. That is time. Because time waits for nobody. These very few seconds that we have been talking, you have been listening, that's now the past, never to return. But all depends on how we treat our time, how we occupy our time with doing things which are productive or destructive, positive or negative. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the universe with its remarkable system is truly awe-inspiring. Despite its complexity, every mechanism in nature is linked to time. Whether it is the cycle of the moon, the rising, the setting of the sun, the coming and going of the night, or the beginning and end of the day. It all points to the existence of one but Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. It highlights the significance of organizing time. So this is what we're going to cover today. Manage your time and value your time. Before that, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Inshallahul Kareem. Time is fast, life is short. What matters is the present. And how am I living this short, precious life every day? Take out some time, read the glorious Quran. And today it is easier than ever on your phones, on your tablets, on your laptops. The apps are available. You can open it and read. Every day recite large amounts of salawat, durud-e-pak, istighfar, dhikrullah. Make sincere tawbah. Be punctual with the salahs, fulfill rites and abstain from sins. Obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nor does the night surpass the day, and each one of them is floating in orbit. There is a fixed time for the sun to appear and for the moon and the stars to appear. The sun appears in the day, the moon at night. The day and the night, they come and go at fixed appointed times. They do not arrive before their time. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day and night. And with His mercy, He made the night and the day for you, so that you may rest during the night and seek His benevolence, sustenance during the day. And in order that you may appreciate, dear viewers and listeners, our lives, we know there is an expiry date for each and every single human being. But you and I, as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, as worshippers of Almighty Allah, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Nourisher, we have a specific purpose to worship Almighty Allah, to do good deeds. And the highest of these good deeds, amongst the highest, is Salah, 5 daily Salahs. And even that is connected to time, because they have specific times wherein you can perform your Fajr from this time to this time, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, from a certain starting time and a certain ending time. It cannot be performed before. If the time elapses, then we have to make qada of that Salah and Tawbah as well. So our very lives need to revolve around these 5 daily appointments. And yes, if a person is punctual with their 5 daily salahs, automatically they will display time management skills. Because you know, you're going to set your alarm, your reminders, at this time, at this time, this time, this time, this time, my 5 daily salahs. And everything else is going to revolve around those things. Your breakfast, lunch and supper, your work, your studies, time for your family, recreational activities will all be around these things. The day has been created for us to work, to earn a livelihood, and the night for resting. So unless if a person works night shift, do not needlessly stay awake at night, late at night. And don't be idle during the day. There's no harm if you must rest during a part of the day, especially if you work at night. And this brings us to the point, a very important point, in order to help us manage our time. So we get the most, the maximum out of the short time that we have. We only have 24 hours in a day. So the importance of carefully structuring, scheduling our time is clear from the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We also see that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had divided his blessed time into different portions. That some for ibadat, some for his family, his honorable wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna, and some for himself, which he would give to the public. When the public, the layman, used to come and ask questions or mention their dreams in order for it to be interpreted. Or people came with different difficulties or problems, financial issues, medical issues, or general advice. Subhanallah. We see in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that, as he taught us, the salahs have fixed times. But not just the salahs, the other ibadat as well. They are connected to time. They are arranged by time. Your fasting, certain time is your cut-off time so that you finish your sahur before that. A certain time you open your fast. Iftar, hajj, it is a certain period only in Dhul-Hijjah. Zakah works on the 12-month lunar cycle. Your udhiyya, your qurbani, on the days of Eid, certain time, beginning in a certain time, ending in a certain time as well. There's a lesson in this for us to live our lives by managing our time and making a timetable. Many complain, you know, of a lack of time and too much to do, too little time. They'll be so busy that so many things I want to do, I'm unable to complete those tasks. And there are others who also have the same 24 hours. They complete their tasks for work, in the office, their family, their religious duties, and there's no chaos in their lives because of the excellence in time management. So put a timetable together. Take a piece of paper. Write down the 5 daily salahs. Put some space in between. What's the starting time? What's the time for Jama'ah in the masjid? Likewise, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Okay. What's my work time? This time, maybe 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the work time. I get the 1 hour break. Okay. My Dhuhr is there. My Asr is there. Write down your whole schedule for the day, your routine. If you do this, you will get to know where I can take out some time, where I have some extra time, where I have available time. Now, besides this, one needs to be serious about it. If you're responsible, be serious. Serious in your work, in your studies, and your Islamic religious duties. Plan your tasks and activities properly. Prioritize the more important tasks that are more demanding mentally, physically, in the beginning of the day when you're still fresh. Otherwise, if you leave it for later on, the mind becomes fatigued, the body becomes tired, lazy, and you won't give it your 100%. So prioritize the more difficult tasks for the beginning of the day when you're more fresh. You will save a lot of time. And work on one task at a time. Sometimes, if there's a very important and demanding project, assignment, you may need to break it down into smaller pieces, compartmentalize it. Okay, this aspect you handle. Like if maybe you, let's say, just an example, you're arranging a wedding or a function. Okay, you handle the food, you handle the stage and decor, you handle the inviting of the guests, you handle the program layout, and you have one person overseeing everything and following up, and you'll see how the work gets done more smoothly. But set deadlines for yourself, daily, weekly, monthly, even yearly targets, how businesses do. What do you wish to achieve by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of 6 months, by the end of the year? But give yourself enough flexibility so that the task can be completed properly. And keep the nature of the work in mind. Get the people who specialize in that field. Sometimes you can complete two tasks in one if they are not that demanding. I'll give you an example. If your routine every day, so many Durood Sharifs I recite, 313 times. By the way, this should be our minimum target for recitation of Salawat and Durood Ibaq, 313 times. And part of my routine is, as per the advice of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, minimum to walk 45 minutes, then why can't I combine this? So 45 minutes I'm going to walk. Whilst walking, let me recite my Durood Sharif 313 times minimum. Let me recite some Quran Sharif. Or at least let me listen to the glorious Quran. Let me listen to the weekly booklet of Dawud Islami. So I'm enhancing myself. I'm learning something. I'm developing myself. Increasing my spirituality. So you'll be benefiting physically, spiritually, and also mentally, that you are doing something productive, something positive. The physical workout of walking and the spiritual aspect of recitation of dhikrullah, istighfar, salawat, durud-e-paak, or learning something of deen with your earphones or with your hands free. That's just an example. Certain tasks you can join and do them together, multitask. Certain ones, it's not possible, where full dedication is required. A summary of hadith mentions, seek sustenance and necessities at the beginning of the day, as they are blessings and success in the morning. In fact, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made dua for the morning. O Allah, grant blessings in the morning for my ummah. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentions about this blessed hadith. He says that it means grant blessings in all the worldly and religious works my ummah performs in the morning. such as traveling, seeking knowledge, and trade as well. Whilst you work on your important or sensitive tasks, before doing it, remove any types of distractions, any types of things that will divert your attention. For a student, especially, that is studying for a test and exam, employ this one technique where you fully absorb yourself, you time yourself, fully absorb yourself in what you're learning for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, right? And then you stop. Take a 5-minute break, 3 to 5 minute break, meaning you need to move away from what you're learning. Physically move away. Change your scenery. Go into another room. Maybe drink some water. Recite some salawat, durud-e pak. And after 3 to 5 minutes, come back. And then you continue for another 25 minutes to 30 minutes. Again, 5 minutes break. So this is how you're going to break it up. 25, 30 minutes, fully absorbed in what you're studying, what you're learning. And then 3 to 5 minutes break. Away from your desk, away from your material. This will keep you refreshed and is more productive than sitting for 2-3 hours straight. Then you got body aches and neck pains and back pains. And so try this technique, inshallah al-kareem. Part of time is dividing it properly. And again, we can learn from the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can learn from the pious predecessors, how they used to utilize their time. They would not waste a single moment of their time because their lips, their tongues were moist always with remembering Allahu Azza wa Jal, with reciting the glorious Quran, with reciting salawat, istighfar, dhikrullah. They were busy in this. They would fast during the day. They would stay awake at night to perform nafl salas. They would impart knowledge. Yes, many of them were also wealthy traders. Al-Imam al-Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, was a businessman. Sayyidina Junayd al-Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, a businessman. And like that, you'll find many of them, they engaged in business, but they divided their time and they gave time to educate the ummah, to benefit the ummah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we have to do that, believe me, you will see enormous blessings, not just for here, but also for the hereafter. Inshallah al-Kareem. By creating a timetable, a schedule, setting your priorities becomes simple. You'll be able to identify what's important, what's less important, and what is not so important. The important tasks can be completed on time, correctly, efficiently. And you'll gain satisfaction and will be able to get more done in less time. It's like a person who's got a desk to work or even at home, and his files, his paperwork is all over the place, mixed up and messed up. Just by looking at that, he's going to get discouraged. Like, where do I start? Like a needle in a haystack. But if things are placed in order, he's got a filing system. He's got a folder, each business. It's a pleasure to sit there and he knows exactly what I need to tackle first, then second, what I can delay for tomorrow. Efficiency. But we have to plan for it. We have to strategize. And by managing your time, you'll be better able to fulfill your promises, to deliver. Otherwise, people who are late with payments, late with response, who don't deliver on time, they cause problems in people's other people's lives and in businesses as well. And they are regarded as unreliable. You know, if you have even 10 customers, but you service them so well that they won't leave you. Compared to trying to get 100,000 people, but you can't keep up, you can't deliver efficiently. And so you end up losing, because if one dissatisfied customer is going to tell at least 10 other people, stay away from that business, stay away from that man, because he can't deliver, he can't fulfill his promises. His quality is shoddy. It's not up to scratch. He's not professional. But if you always make yourself available during your times and you deliver on time, you fulfill your promises, those even few customers, they'll remain with you. They'll stay with you. They will be your repeat customers. By managing your time, many difficulties of life will reduce and things become simplified. What do you have to lose to make by making a timetable, a schedule? Now, this brings me to another point. If you've never had a timetable, a person may feel like, hey, I've so many years I lost. Stress and worry and anxiety because of not having a proper routine, a proper timetable, not writing it down, fixing my times. Instead of regretting the time that you wasted in the past, seize the time you have now. It's not too late. Change today, change now. You may want to make up for lost time, but maybe you feel that, you know, my current engagements, my commitments don't allow me. So now excuses start coming in. Oh, if my circumstances change, then I will do this. Then I will definitely engage in those activities. Then I will do so and so. In Islam, we are taught that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only changes the circumstances of an individual if they first initiate the change in their life. Meaning, become the change you want to see. Don't wait for it. If you wait, you're going to keep waiting. And months are going to pass. Years are going to pass. And you know what deep regret that you are going to have? What you will be more disappointed with after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? What will be your greater disappointment regarding those things that you did not do, that you wanted to do, but because of procrastination, excuses, if things change, then I'll consider it, then I'll do this, then I'll fulfill my goals, my wishes, my targets. That's the regret you're going to have in the future, if we're still alive. But this is the disappointment. How I wish 5 years ago, if I started that, today things would have been different. If it's halal, if it's good, if it's productive and positive, with good intentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Start it. Don't look back. Don't waste time. Don't wait for somebody to come and uplift you and hold your hand. Start it. You're going to make mistakes. Those mistakes are part of your learning process. You made a mistake, you learned, okay, if I do this, this is what's going to happen. I mustn't do that. I did something else. I did something else, still it never worked out. Let me try something else. So 3, 4, 5, 6 things I tried, at least you know now. This avenue, this way, this pathway, okay, the results are not what I want. Try another one. Somewhere it will click. Somewhere a door will open. But don't give up. Continue trying. You put in the effort, again, with good intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn halal, to do good, to better yourself. Put in your effort to the best of your ability and then leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's better for you, it's going to happen. If it's not, it won't happen. Then you move on to something else. Let's stop making excuses. Make a list of those things. This is another list now. A list of those things which waste your time. Even individuals that they they remove that positivity from your mind. They sap those energies from you. Make a list of those things, those triggers that waste your time or that put you in a negative mood. So by making a timetable, you will gain much more productivity. And remember, punctuality, consistency is key. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.